Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
104.3 Jam Chicago's number one for throwbacks. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show. It's Paternity Test Tuesday. Jen, I like to call this one the case of love and basketball.
Oh, and that's one of my favorite movies, too.
We got Tanisha on the line. She's 28. She's a mother of one, from the west side of Chicago. But we're not here for her paternity test about her child's father. She knows exactly who that is. This paternity test is about who's her father. Tanisha, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you? Why'd you call for a paternity test?
I called for a paternity test because my whole life I never knew who my father was. Mm-hmm. And my mom wouldn't give me information. She always just kind of felt bad. But eventually she let me know who he was. And I tracked him down. And, he's actually a retired basketball player. And I just want to get to know him.
So your mother never, how long you been trying to find out who your father was?
Well, I'm 28 now, so.
When did you first get that inkling in, like, that you wanted to know who your dad was?
As a kid, I'd say as early as maybe 5, 6, you go to kindergarten and, you see parents picking up their kids, mm-hmm. and there's a dad, and I just never had one, and I just always was curious about who he was, and my mom was always very, secretive about it.
What did she say? Like, what kind of stuff would she say to you when you were like, Mommy, who's my daddy? Or, like, as you got older into your teens, you probably put the straight question to her, right? Like, Mom, who's my dad?
Did.
Where is he? What would she say?
Well, when I was younger, she would say things like, he travels a lot, or, I'm here for you, so I'm all you need.
Oh, wow.
But as I got a little bit older, she would kind of drop little hints like, oh, I met him, when I was in this city or that city. So I knew that he traveled. And then finally, straight up, she just told me one day. She told me who he was and mm-hmm. how they met. And I started looking for him.
And you found him.
I did.
Okay, and he's on the phone. Mr. Tyrone Mathis. Good morning,
sir. He wanted to do this.
Good morning, Ed. How you doing? How
I'm
you
good.
Doing, Tanisha?
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah it's been great talking to you. And, I've just been kind of like, caught off guard with this whole business.
Yeah. Do you know Tanisha's mother?
Cheryl. I think, didn't we talk about Cheryl? Tanisha, we talked about Cheryl.
Yes, her name is Cheryl, and as far as I know, you go way back.
Yeah, you sent me a picture of Cheryl, and I was looking at it, and I remember Cheryl, and I used to have a little nickname for her called Cheryl My Pearl, because we had some good moments together.
And Tyrone, you said you have children. Are you married? Did you say anything yet about Tanisha, or are you just going to keep it a secret until these results come out today?
I think I'm going to wait till the results come out because that's a big load, and even though this happened before our situation, our current marriage situation, I just want to be sure, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, because that's a big load to drop on your wife. How many other children do you have?
I got two. I got one that's 20 and one that's 18.
Okay, so that's a lot to drop on somebody. Hey, guess what? You got a 28-year-old sister that none of us knew about, right? That's kind of a load. That's a lot to take in.
You got that right. Mm-hmm. If the results come in her favor that she is my daughter,
mm-hmm.
I will send her a ticket out to come visit and meet my family, and we'll be one.
That's wonderful. Would
That's
you be
nice.
Open to that, Tanisha?
Yes, I would. The past is behind us, and I just want to look forward, and I've always wanted to see what it would be like to actually have a father figure in my life. So I would be open to that. Yes, I would.
I know you guys have never met, but emails have been exchanged and pictures have been exchanged. Tanisha, when you saw Mr. Mathis, do you think you resemble him in any manner?
I saw it in the eyes. I did. I saw it in the complexion. Mm-hmm. I definitely think that he definitely could be or is my father. Mm-hmm.
And Tyrone Mathis, Mr. Mathis, when you saw a picture of Tanisha, did she look like she could be your daughter?
I'm my heart is moving that way. I hope she is.
Aww.
Wow. Kind of seems like spiritually maybe something was kind of missing in your life. I mean, even though you have one, you know, children, and Tanisha, I know you have a beautiful family too. I'm just so curious to see how this turns out.
And Mr. Tyrone Mathis, if Tanisha is your daughter, then you're a grandfather.
Well, that's going to be all right. More love all around.
Tanisha, what does your mother think about all of this? What does Cheryl think about this?
You know, she's open to it. She feels kind of bad that all those years she kept the information from me. So I think she's relieved that it's just now finally coming out.
Tyrone, would you ask Cheryl why she never told you? Don't you want to know why you were never informed that she was even pregnant?
I think basically maybe she felt ashamed. I don't know.
I think that's a conversation that you should be having.
Yeah.
You know, well.
I think so.
So, Tanisha, if I open this envelope and Mr. Tyrone Mathis is not your biological father, what happens?
You know, I will be sad because we've come this far, and I just want to know. Mm-hmm. But either way, it's been really nice, you know, getting to speak with him and how open he's been about the possibility. So, you know, it's in God's hands at this point.
And Mr. Tyrone Mathis, if I open this envelope and Tanisha is your daughter, what happens next?
We become one happy family, man. There's no other way but to be happy together.
I hope your wife feels the same way. Well, Jen has the envelope. She's about to hand it to me. These test results were done by Dignite Diagnostics. I'm really rooting for them this time. I don't know why. My heart is just, it's all in this one.
That's a lot of emotion.
I just want them to be one happy family. Okay, here's the results. When it comes to Mr. Tyrone Mathis being the father of Tanisha, Mr. Tyrone Mathis, you are 99.999%. Drum roll, please. Wow. Mr. Tyrone Mathis, congratulations. You got a 28-year-old daughter.
All right.
Wow.
That is your child.
Hey, darling, you got to come out and see me. I'm going to get the reservation set up, and we're going to be one happy family.
That is nice.
Wow, thank you.
Love you.
Tanisha, congratulations. You found your dad.
Wow. What a weight off my shoulders.
Yeah, right. Tanisha, do you have brothers and sisters? Because you got two on that side.
Well, now I do. Now I do. You know, now I'm not an only child anymore.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. And Mr. Mathis, are you excited about meeting your grandchild?
Oh, yes. And we shouldn't have any problems with my wife. She's a sweetheart, too. I only mess around with sweethearts.
Yeah, I see that. Well, congratulations to both of you, man, and may God continue to bless y'all and bring your whole family together, man. Enjoy each other.
Thank you.
Y'all got 28 years of making up to do. Tanisha, you need to find every baby picture of you and bring, because I know your father wants to see him.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you guys for being on the Ed Lover Morning Show this morning, and good luck.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.